Shout outs to Martin Karaoke of Capital FM 98.4 FM. Martin Karaoke, was good seeing you, good hanging out with you, good going for your karaoke event. Big shout outs also go out to Bilo Dongo, the co-owner at Faces and Voices Agency. Bilo Dongo, former rugby player, Kenya rugby team teammate. Billy, big up yourself for Mwami. We keep representing, we keep doing our thing. Stand up! I tell you what, Billy, it was very nice to meet your son, Majale. I tell you what, man, Uncle Kenya OC was just chilling and vibing with you all, man. But thank you very much. Welcome to Timbo Sounds of Culture. Like I said, this is the dopest show you're going to hear on radio. I said it. Let's keep jamming.
never seen a king or beast with quite so little hair.
I'm gonna be the main event like no king was before. I'm brushing up on looking down. I'm working on my
roar. Thus far, rather an inspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
You've rather a long way to go, young master, if you think.
No one's saying do this.
Now, when I said that,
no one's saying be there.
What?
No one's saying stop that.
What you don't
no one's saying see here.
Now, see here.
Frida run around all day.
Well, that's definitely out.
Frida do it all my way.
I think it's time that you and I arranged a heart to heart.
Kings don't need advice.
Headed, count me out. Out of service, out of Africa, I wouldn't hang about. This child is getting wildly out of wing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Everybody look left. Everybody look right. Everywhere you look, I'm standing spotlight.
Not yet.
They wear the green shirt of the broken sea. They're cheering the burden on the wing. It's gonna be King Simba's finest fleet.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king. Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. You can listen online at WRCT.org, or you can reach us in the studio at 412-268-9728. That's 412-268-9728. My name is Elisha Jimenez. This is not helpful studying music, so if you're trying to study, this is not the place for you. That was I Just Can't Wait to Be King. From The Lion King. And every week on this show, we have a different theme. But I'm not going to tell you what the theme is right now. You're going to have to try to figure it out for yourself. And I'll play some songs so you can try to take a guess at it.
Every single day, I walk down the street. I hear people say, baby's so sweet. Ever since puberty, everybody stares at me. Boys, girls, I can't help it, baby. So be kind and don't lose your mind. Just remember that I'm your cage can never see the sun. This diva needs her stage. Baby, let's have fun. You are the one I choose. Folks would kill to fill your shoes. You love the limelight too now, baby. So be mine and don't waste my time crying. Oh, honey bear, are you still my
don't
baby?
You dare.
Can I be what I'm not? But hey, don't you want your girl high?
before I leave. I love margins and discipline. I make lists in my sleep, baby. What's my sin? Never quit. I follow through. I hate mess, but I love you. What to do with my impromptu, baby? So be wise, 'cause this girl satisfies. You've got a prize, so don't compromise. You're one lucky.
Get over attentive.
And if you give a damn,
a lovable dream,
take me, baby.
When she not nice. Well, I have some advice, 'cause it's happened to me twice. Here's my secret strategy. It always works because the world doesn't end. It just feels like it does. So raise your right finger and solemnly swear whatever they say about me, I don't care. I won't twist in knots to join your game. I will say you make me mad, and if you treat me bad, I'll say you're bad. And if I eat alone from this moment on, that's just what I'll do. 'Cause I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me. I'd rather be me than be with you. We're supposed to all be ladies and be nurturing and care. Is that really fair? Boys, it's a fight we have to share. Here's the way that that turns out. We always understand how to slap someone down with our underhands. So here's my right finger to how girls should behave. 'Cause sometimes what's meant to break you makes you brave. So I will not act all innocent. I won't fake apologize. Let's just fight and then make up, not tell these lies. Let's call our damage even, clean the slate till it's like new. It's a new life for me, where I'd rather.
Broadway has come to Pittsburgh officially, and I think it's awesome that I get to listen to Broadway music with Paige Brady to my left. Paige, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you, Elijah?
I'm doing great, and Paige told me that she loved the second song, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was...
We love Rent.
It was Rent. Yeah, Take Me or Leave Me from Rent, and then you just heard I'd Rather Be Me from Mean Girls. So the theme of the day is... songs that were, or not songs, musicals that were movies and movies that were musicals, right? I mean, just, right. Like, just some sort of connection. So the next song is going to be When the Sun Goes Down from In the Heights, because it's always a good time for In the Heights. So enjoy.
Goes down. You're going to need a flashlight. You're going to need a candle.
I think I can handle that.
When you leave town, I'm going to buy you a calling card.
Cause I am falling hard for you. I go back on Labor Day.
And I will try to make my way out west to California. So we've got the summer.
And we've got each other. Perhaps even longer.
When you're on your own, and suddenly without me, will you forget about me?
I couldn't if I tried.
When I'm all alone, and I close my eyes, that's when I'll see your face again.
Sick and tired of everything when I call.
So that was super. I don't even know how to say it. Is it Supa Troopa or Super Trooper? I don't know, Paige. What do you think?
How's it spelled?
It's Super Trooper.
I guess Super Trooper.
Super Trooper from Mamma Mia. So that was a musical, then a movie, and it was on Broadway as a musical. Paige was Matilda, and I don't think I mentioned that when I introduced you. So she joined Matilda in December 2013, right before Christmas, December 23rd, and then left August 23rd, 2014. So I got to ask right off the bat, Paige, what was your favorite song in Matilda?
Definitely Revolting Children.
Wait, that was not the answer I expected. Why?
Really?
Yeah, why that song?
I don't know. A lot of the songs are fun, but there are some depressing ones. And then you have like Naughty and Quiet, which are Matilda's main songs. So, you know, I like the one where the ensemble and everyone's all together and we just defeated Trunchbull. And, you know, it's a fun time.
So, spoiler alert.
Oh my goodness.
Paige. All right. But so you're not from New York. You're from Philly.
Yeah.
So when you were in Matilda, did you live in the city?
Yeah, I actually had to get an apartment with my mom for like the duration of the show and rehearsals and everything. So I lived in New York for a while.
And so you live with your mom. And what was it like, I guess, living away from your like family and your friends? I guess like what was that like?
It was definitely an adjustment, but they told me beforehand as part of like the audition process that I'd have to leave some of my friends behind,
right.
Some childhood things, but well, I got used to it.
So, I mean, yeah, you say you got used to it, but, like, was it, I guess, were you, like, mentally prepared for that, or were you just too occupied to, like, focus on, I don't know, being lonely? That sounds sad. That sounds really sad.
No.
But, I mean, you were on Broadway. It's like,
yeah.
It was...
I guess, I had my mom, but obviously there were a lot of other kids in the cast, so
mm-hmm.
I was able to make friends there,
mm-hmm.
and I think I was just excited about the opportunity, so.
Yeah, I mean... And you said the other kids, so you were not the only girl who played Matilda. There were do you know how many? I don't know. It's okay if you don't know.
Yeah. So basically there are sets of four just because like child labor laws and everything.
Okay.
I can only go twice a week. So I had three other girls with me.
Right.
Yeah.
And those were okay, so you guys were all Matilda. What was that dynamic like? Like, were you guys, I mean, was it, like, were you guys, like, all best friends, or were you kind of, like, competing to see who would be the best Matilda, or?
Yeah, the funny thing is that there was no competition between us, like, the girls at all. We were just friends. I think it was the fans that sort of made it that way.
Really?
You know, I mean, yeah, because people are constantly reviewing shows,
mm-hmm.
and they have their favorites. Like, that's just how things are, so...
Wow.
There was competition in that sense, but
yeah, I wasn't even aware that like that was something that fans were like perpetuating. Were you guys kind of aware of like what was going on in that way, or did you kind of like block it out?
I think actually, like after I was done, because I actually didn't have a phone at that time
mm-hmm.
because I was 10. So like when I got my phone, I would like look up reviews and stuff and see what people were saying about me. But at the time, I tried to block it out.
Yeah, I mean. That's kind of cool, though, that you have, like, this kind of support system of all, like, four of you who are all kind of going through the same thing. I want to ask, did you, like, get to frequently meet people from, like, other Broadway shows?
Since we were all kids, like, we would meet up at this park. I actually used to be pretty close with kids from, like, Les Mis and other shows that were on Broadway at the time. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool to think that like all the Broadway kids from different shows are like becoming friends.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so do you keep in touch with any of them? Like
Yeah, of course. I keep in touch with all the other Matildas just
mm-hmm.
because like our bond was so close.
Are any of them listening to the show right now?
Uh-oh. Maybe not.
I don't know. All right. No, but I guess like my question is like you're in college, right? And
mm-hmm.
you walk around this campus and like, do you ever like think to yourself, like, I'm a Broadway star. Cause I,
no.
Let me tell you, if I was on Broadway, guys, I would be like bragging about that every single day.
I guess, I mean, I do think it was a cool experience, but you know, I feel like musical fans are like a different breed almost. Like some people will be like, Broadway? What is that? You know? So
I mean,
I just take it for what it is and I'm just grateful for the time that I had.
Yeah, that's a really nice way to look at it. So you kind of were talking about how you didn't have a phone back then. And like there are so many now like there's still a lot of child stars on Broadway, right? And they all kind of have social media platforms and things. And I think when you were in Matilda, it wasn't as big of a thing. Are you kind of like thankful that you didn't have to deal with that? Or do you think you could have like benefited from having more of a social media presence at the time?
Although, I mean, I don't think it would have negatively affected me per se, but I was just happy to kind of grow up on my own time. Like I wanted to have, my parents wanted me to have a phone a little bit later, you know, like 12, just because that's how they wanted to raise me. And I don't think having a social media platform would have been the best at the time. I just don't think it would have made sense for me at 10, you know?
Yeah.
There's nothing I really need to promote. Like, I'm just happy that I had my normal childhood experience. And
do you think that you see it from a different perspective now when you see, like, other, I guess, Broadway, like, child stars? Because, like, I was looking at some of these accounts, and they're, like, people with thousands of followers at, like, 9 years old, and it's kind of, like, insane. Like,
I'll let you in on a little secret.
Uh-oh.
I mean, okay, a lot of these kids have stage parents.
Okay.
You know what that means?
No, I don't know what that means.
It's just, I feel like they advocate for them a lot. So those social media accounts you see are probably ran by their family.
Okay.
So that's a good thing.
That's an exclusive secret for WRCT listeners.
Not exclusive. But they're probably not, you know.
All right. Would you want to be on Broadway again?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to say no, you know. Like if it came up, if I was able to audition for another show, I would totally do that. I mean, obviously, it disrupts, like, whatever you're doing in your life currently. So I'd probably have to leave college.
Right.
But, yeah.
Was it, like, a major disruption to your life in that time? Or was it, like, just so exciting that it didn't necessarily, like, feel like that? Because I feel like it would be, I mean, you moved to New York for a little bit. I mean, not even a little bit. Like, that's December to August is quite a long period of time.
Yeah. I mean, I also had to move back for Radio City, too. So it was just kind of like, I mean, I lived in New York for a while, so I would say it was kind of a major disruptor.
I mean, I'm from New York. What do you think of my city, Paige?
I love New York. I love New York. I loved being there. It's just, yeah, it definitely affected my schooling a lot because I had to be homeschooled for a while, and I was a little bit back and forth. But I didn't think of the consequences at the time. I was just having fun, you know?
Yeah. So you mentioned Radio City, and I want to get to all that and talk about that. But first, I think we should hear a song from Matilda. Which I don't know if the movie came first. Or, I think the movie came first.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the movie came, the book. The book.
The book, then the movie, then. So it was all three. This is Paige, you're gonna know this song really well. This is a song Matilda sings called. Well, I'll just play it and tell you guys afterwards.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. So they say the subsequent fall was inevitable. They never stood a chance, they were written that way. Innocent victims of their story. Like Romeo and Juliet, 'twas written in the stars before they even met. That love and fate and a touch of stupidity would rob them of the hope of living happily. The endings are often a little bit gory. I wonder why they didn't just change their story. We're told we have to do what we're told, but surely sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty. Just because you find that life's not fair, it doesn't mean that you just have to grin and bear it. If you always take it on the chin and wear it, nothing will change. Even if you're little, you can do a lot. You mustn't let a little thing like little stop you. If you sit around and let them get on top, you might as well be saying you think that it's okay, and that's not right. Didn't have to do much as far as I could tell. little bit of mischief. Of a bolt, there's a tiny revolt, the seed of a war in the creak of a floorboard. A storm can begin with a flap of a wing. The tiniest mite packs the mightiest sting. Every day starts with a tick of a clock. All escapes start with a click of a log. If you're stuck in your story and want to get out, you don't have to cry, you don't have to shout.
Sometimes you have to be a little bit... Not Paige, what do you think? I think I should be on Broadway. I mean...
Maybe.
No.
Maybe.
No, Paige's face is saying absolutely not. But Paige was singing the whole time, and it sounded great.
It's
and
a
there's
good song.
There's a reason why you were on Broadway. But you were not just on Broadway. Not just in Matilda. You were in this New York Spring Spectacular at Radio City Music Hall. Was that the year that was that the year Derek Hough was in it?
Oh, yeah, he was in it.
And then, okay, so, like, how often did you get to, like, rehearse with, like, celebrity, let's call it celebrity presence. I don't know. Like, And the Rockettes, too.
A lot? Because our characters, like, interacted a lot.
You played his daughter or something?
I think.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I can't remember, like, how much I actually interacted, but, like, we had to rehearse everything together, and there were parts where...
That's so cool. I mean,
yeah,
A lot of
our staging was in the same area, so...
I actually went to a show, but I think he, like, broke some bone in his body or something. Do you remember this?
No.
Okay, I don't know. Maybe it was a different year.
I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe he wasn't on all the time. I don't remember if he was on all the time, but I know that he was there. Yeah.
Enough about Derek Hough. Like, this is our show. But,
so true. Just kidding.
But, like, the Rockettes, like, were you in the room with the Rockettes a lot or not as much?
I mean, I interacted with them a little bit, but it seems like they had their own thing going on, you know, like learning their dances separately just because, like, the other characters didn't dance as much.
Yeah.
But I was in awe. Like, they're very cool to watch.
Yeah. When you were in performing in these iconic theaters here on Broadway and in Radio City Music Hall, and you're really young, were you able to, like, understand the magnitude and the significance of, like, really where you were, like, what you were doing? It's like, really cool stuff.
Not at all, actually.
Wow.
I think about that a lot. I don't know. Like, I was a fan of Broadway, but it was kind of just, like, going out on a limb and seeing what would happen. It wasn't, like... I mean, I was too young to have a lifelong dream. But after I realized when I was older, I was like, yeah, that actually was pretty cool. But as I was doing it, it was more like I was just doing something I liked, you know, kind of like playing around.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty interesting playing around. When I was a kid, I was playing with Play-Doh, you know. I guess now I'm wondering, like, is it weird for you going to, like, school of drama shows? I know you went to see, like, a show the other night, and I don't want to get the name wrong, but
Natasha Pierre.
Natasha Pierre.
And the great comment of, oh,
you see,
is it 17?
You see,
or 18?
You fell into the trap that I did not want to fall into. But no, when you go to these shows, is it kind of weird, like, watching, you know, you're watching college students who are dreaming of, like, getting onto Broadway, and you've been there, you've done that, you know, is that weird at all?
I don't know if it's weird. I just, you know, I hope that they can get to where they're going. I guess I don't really think about it. I'm just there to experience. Like, I don't go into it with any thoughts.
Yeah, that's perfectly.
But, yeah, it was a great show.
That's good to hear. The Broadway expert Paige Brady says,
oh my goodness,
that it was a good show. All right, as you've been there, done that, Broadway, Radio City, and then now you're at CMU, you're a voice major.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite part of being a voice major?
I'd say, like, the actual moments where I get to perform in front of people are my favorite, just because, like, performer at heart, you know. I mean, I do have to take a lot of classes to prepare me for that point, but
how's music theory?
Oh, my God. Don't even ask.
My friend Z is listening. This question is for you, my man.
I mean, you would know, we work on it together.
Yeah, I mean, hey,
it's okay.
Do you think that, like, these kinds of more technical sides of music is, like, important or helpful as a vocalist or a musician? Like, the kind of, like, theory and music history and these kinds of things, these kind of classes that you would take?
I do think it's really important, just for, like, when you get out there in the real world, I feel like, you know, if the conductor is just like, you need to make this note, change this right now. Like, actually, like, in chorus right now, my director, he'll just be like, what key are we in? What, like, you know, ask all the basic questions just to make sure we have a grasp on what we're doing.
That's basics.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, it says it in the music.
Oh, you're right. I thought it was just, you have to listen to it and be like,
oh, like, he'll be like, oh, what's this chord? You know, it is kind of nerve-wracking, but, you know, you have a leg up on people who don't know what they're talking about, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Did that happen a lot, like, where the conductor would stop and, like, tell you certain things in, like, or not, I don't know if it's conductor, but in, on, like, a Broadway show, like, when you were rehearsing for Matilda?
I guess in the actual rehearsal stage, I mean, I rehearsed, put everything together for 3 months before I even had, like, a put-in, which is my first, like, fake show. Mm-hmm. So at that point, they don't really interrupt, but they give you notes after the show, which you have to go home and then fix.
Is that intimidating, or is that, like?
I think it was more of, like, a game to me. Like, oh, I don't want to get notes, so I'm going to try to do my best every time. So, I mean, I appreciated that. I wouldn't want to put on something that I'm not proud of, so I was happy to have all the notes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna get this right. Your voice major?
Yeah, vocal performance.
Vocal performance. Same thing. And okay, if you could be any other CMU major, what do you think it would be? I feel like drama shouldn't count. If that's
no, I don't think it should count. I'm thinking, like, unrelated to arts. I mean, I don't really have to think too hard. In high school, like, I did have other interests. Like, I was always interested in psychology, just because I feel like that sort of has, like, a correlation to acting and just, like, emotions and being able to analyze other people. I do think that's cool. So if I were to do something else, maybe that. I mean, I'm actually taking intro next semester. Woo!
Oh, man. So maybe a double major, I sense. I don't know. I have to ask this. And why haven't you gotten involved in, like, Scotch and Soda Theater or, like, things like that? Like, you love Rent. They just did Rent. And, like, why haven't you gotten involved in, like, these kinds of shows?
It's so cool. It's just that, like, I am crazy busy. Yeah, because I was teching, you know, for the 3 operas that they had.
Whoa.
This year. Yeah. Wow. So a lot of my time was spent, you know, in the theaters already. So I was, like, you know, just a lot of commitments.
Yeah.
But hopefully things lighten up junior, senior year.
Yeah, you know? Maybe we'll see you in a show.
Maybe.
We'll get to see a Broadway star in a show here at CMU.
Oh, gosh.
Cool. I think we should play some more music. What do you think, Paige?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this next song is from A Star Is Born, which was, did you know that it was actually a musical before it was a movie? They made it into a movie and put Lady Gaga in it. I didn't know that.
No, me neither, actually.
But Here's a song from A Star Is Born. Hope you enjoy.
Why do you look so good in those jeans? Why'd you come around me with an ass like that? You're making all my thoughts obscene. This is not like me. Why you keep on texting me like that? Got other things I need my mind on, yeah. Other responsibilities. This is not like me. Why did you do that to me? Why did you do that to me? Why did you do that to me? Why did you do that? Why did you do that? Oh, why did you do that? Oh, boy, could you please stop being so fine? When I stare at you, I wish I were blind. 'Cause I begin to lose control. No, I can't let go. 'Cause ever since I met you, I've been praying on my knees that you'd always stay around and you would never leave. But I'm the kind of girl that always needs to be free. Why did you do that? Tell me, why did you do that?
Let me tell you something. You are way off track. Can't you see I'm different? Or are you still that blind? No, you stand right there and take it. There's no love to hide behind. Well, I am proud to tell you I'm really feeling good. I'm doing so much better than you ever thought I would. Got my own place, my own space to think and dream and plan. Took me this long to realize I do not need a man. I used to need you, but then I finally learned. I used to want you, now the tables turn. It's your time to squirm, 'cause I'm saying goodbye, and I won't wait for your return. So get out and stay out, I've finally had enough. Don't kiss me on your way out, it wouldn't move me much. You abused me, abused me. Thank you. dreams and plans are in the making. Success is out there for the taking. Wish it was as simple as it sounds. I have no choice, I have to do.
When information's in its place, I minimize the guessing game. Guess what?
What?
I don't like guessing games or when I feel things before I know the feelings. How am I supposed to operate if I'm just tossed around by fate? Like on an unexpected date with a stranger who might talk too fast or ask me questions about myself before I've decided that. He can ask me questions about myself. He might sit too close or call the waiter by his first name or eat Oreos, but eat the cookie before the cream. But what scares me the most, what scares me the most, is what if when he sees me, what if he doesn't like it? What if he runs the other way and I can't hide from him? What happens then if when he knows me, he's only disappointed? What if I give myself away to only get it given back? I couldn't live with that. So I'm just fine inside my shell-shaped mind. This way I get the best view, so that when he sees me, I want him to.
Don't you think you're being a little, I mean, maybe just a tad?
I'm not defensive. I'm simply being cautious. I can't risk reckless dating due to my miscalculating why. A certain suitor stands in line. I've seen in movies, most made for television. You cannot be too careful when it comes to sharing your life. I could end up a miserable. Some sort of psychopath who escaped from an institution somewhere where they don't have girls. He could have masterminded some way to find me. He could be colorblind. How untrustworthy is that? He could be less than kind. Or even worse, he could be very nice, have lovely eyes, and make me laugh, come out of hiding. What do I do with that? Oh God, what if when he sees me, I like him and he knows it? What if he opens up a door and I can't close it? What happens then if when he holds me, my heart is set in motion? I'm not prepared for that, I'm scared of breaking open. But someone who, when he sees me, wants to again.
That was When He Sees Me from Waitress, which was Waitress was an adaptation of the movie Waitress. And yeah, as the weather is getting warmer, Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian Ice made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Paige, I heard you told me you liked that song.
Oh, yeah. I love Waitress.
That's cool. That's cool. Let's see what you think about this next song, okay? I'm going to play it. I'm not going to tell you the name of it. My playlist will be on the WRCT website this evening if you guys are interested, or you can call in at 412-268-9728 if we missed a song that you really liked. So I'll play the next song, right? And I'll see what you think.
All right, I'm ready.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick on my chin and grin and say, oh. The sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I'll let it out tomorrow. You're always a day away. Stuck with the day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, oh. The sun will come out.
That song is so well known. That was Tomorrow from the movie version of Annie. From the 2014 movie version, there have been like so many movies and musical versions of Annie. And I'm honestly like over it, you know? But that version of Tomorrow was my favorite version of the song. Paige, what do you think?
That was your first mistake.
No,
I'm just kidding. Okay, I prefer just like the musical versions. It's not like any specific reason. I think it's more just like an instrumental thing for me. Because obviously, whoever was Annie like a minute ago, she's a very good singer. I just like the whole vibe.
I don't know. This is a very controversial discussion on my show. I don't know. I think we can just agree to disagree on this one, Paige.
I think we're going to have to.
Yikes. We could go on forever about it. But let me tell you how fortunate children are to have loving, permanent families, and how amazing that families come together in a variety of ways. how wonderful that children can feel truly happy, secure, and hopeful about the future. Many families have children to love thanks to adoption. So we just want to join the National Council for Adoption in saying to those who give birth to, homes to, or just give thought to those who are adopted, thanks for considering adoption. I think that's very fitting, considering we've just played Annie.
Very fitting.
Yes.
Very fitting.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Let's keep going with the music. Next up is Louder Than Words from Tick Tick Boom, recently released on Netflix. So I will play it. Paige, you look confused.
I never heard of that.
You know, all right, well, hopefully there's a new favorite for you.
Why do we play with fire? Why do we run our finger through the flame? Why do we leave our hand on the stove? Although we know we're in for some pain, oh, why do we refuse to hang a light when the streets are dangerous? Why does it take an accident before the truth gets through to us? Cages or wings, which do you prefer? Ask the birds. Fear or love, baby, don't say the answer. Actions speak louder than words. Why should we try to be our best when we can't just get by and still gain? Why do we nod our heads, although we know
the boss is wrong as rain?
Why should we blaze a trail when the well-worn path seems safe and so inviting?
You ever look at all the people who seem to know exactly how to be? You think they don't need piles of prescriptions to function naturally. Well, look again and you might catch it. Just stay a minute more. There's this little moment after the sunny smile as their eyes fall to the floor. And the truth starts peeking through. They're a lot like me and you. They can fake a smile too. The anonymous ones never let you see the ache they carry. All of those anonymous ones who never name that quiet pain they bury. So they keep on keeping secrets that they think they have to hide. But what if everybody's secret is they have that secret side? And to know they're somehow not alone, well, that's all they're hoping for. What if they didn't have to stay anonymous anymore? Spot the girl who stays in motion. She spins so fast so she won't fall. She's built a wall with her achievements to keep out the question, without it, is she worth anything at all? So nobody can know just what the cracks might show. Secrets that we think we have to hide, but what we really need is somebody to see that secret side. And to know we're somehow not alone is all we're hoping for. And that we wouldn't have to be anonymous anymore. The parts we can't tell, we carry them well, but that doesn't mean they're not heavy. Parts we can't tell, we carry them well, but that doesn't mean they're not heavy. The anonymous one, noticed by none. The parts we can't tell, we carry them well, but that doesn't mean they're not heavy.
That was The Anonymous Ones from Dear Evan Hansen, the movie. Basically, that was not in the musical, but they I think they wrote it for the movie, and we're going to hear a message from Paige right now.
Did you know that mental health problems affect almost every family in America? So chances are someone you know and love has a mental health problem. So get the facts about mental health. call 1-800-789-2647 for a free brochure. That's 1-800-789-2647, because mental health is part of all of our lives. A public service of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Yes, you're listening to... Wait, you want to say it together? You're listening... Okay, ready?
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Yes, all right. And the next song is another one from Waitress. This is Everything Changes from Waitress. Enjoy.
Today's a day like any other, but I'm changed. I am a mother of...